Morning, folks. This is Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. We're live at 102.9 FM, whistlefm.com, formerly Whistle Radio. Sharing the Burden believes in life recovery. We are a life recovery group, and we follow the 12 steps of sharing the burden to support the hurting. All are welcome at our meetings. We hold weekly meetings in several locations. Check out sharingtheburden.ca to find the meeting closest to you, or start your own. And we need one in Stouffville soon. And folks, I'm excited for you to hear from this lady, and her name is Mayor, and she's going to tell us a lot of things, but we're going to kind of take it easy and work our way into it. And I put freedom in a bunch of things I sent out on the waves of the internet in the last little while, and freedom is something this lady knows, and she knows the opposite, so we're going to be getting into that stuff a little bit and so on. But Mayor, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
So you're a powerful guest for me, because rarely do I meet someone on the inside and then have the opportunity to be with them, to speak with them, and to share with them on the outside. And when I find someone interested in our program and interested enough even to come on the radio such a short time after, I'm excited to say that the program must really work. So welcome once again, and Mayor, in your own words, just quickly, and you know, we'll get into the sharing and stuff in a bit that relates to the step six, which says basically that we were ready to have God help us, but to remove some things that we don't like about ourselves, and we'll get into that in a bit. And I think what I'll do is I'll let Mayor read a little bit of the sharing, pieces of it, and then we'll discuss it a little, and maybe we can get into getting her to tell us a little bit about what freedom feels like versus the other side of the coin that is incarceration. So, Mayor, welcome once again, and
thank you.
You know, you can go either way. You want to tell us a little bit about that story, or would you like to read a little bit to get you in the mood here? And why don't you do that? Read a couple of paragraphs.
Yeah, sure. It's called Removing Deeper Hurts, and so basically we're entirely ready to give God, to have God remove these defects of character.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're upset, we often depend on our addictions to make us feel better. But as we get rid of our addictions, we then face the deeper character defects that God wants to heal. Our addictions function as places of shelter from our pain. But when those shelters are removed, deep anger may surface, exposing yet deeper character flaws that need healing.
Mm. Right. Yeah, that's powerful. And one of the things that I've done, as you were reading that, I was thinking, you know, we use the word addiction, and for a lot of us that applies, but for many out there it doesn't. So, folks, for you out there, every one of you has some way to escape when you're uncomfortable. You know, some of us take up religion, some of us take up exercise, some of us take up booze, some of us take up drugs. The point being that we escape from the way we're feeling, and how we do that is what can develop into an addiction over time. So an escape can also be called a shelter, as it's referenced in this reading. But I think the key here is what the writer is trying to tell us, is that we see these things and we know we want to get rid of them, but what's underneath, you know, what's deeper? And this fellow who wrote this refers to anger a lot in this reading. And I understand that, because that's what's happened to me. When I, you know, when I get really uncomfortable, I get angry. And that's after many, many years of program and so on. When you think of that, I mean, you know, there's certain things that you don't like about yourself. There's things none of us like about ourselves, and we want to get rid of them. But underneath those, like, we'll use addiction, for instance. Like, when you're not using anything, you know, is there anything that surfaces that you don't like? In terms of feelings, you know, I mean, in general, do you get angry like I do? How do you handle things?
Basically, I just leave it in God's hands and just stay away from certain people, places, and things, and just mm-hmm. focus on myself. And, you know, that's how I do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave it with the Almighty.
Yeah, good. Good. Actually, a good description of God and whatever. And And this lady is a Muslim lady. I'm a Christian guy. Our friend behind the wires, I'm not sure what he is, but it doesn't matter. He loves all kinds of people.
Yeah, I'm a Christian Catholic, yeah.
He's a Catholic Christian, man. And the folks, that doesn't matter at all for us. I mean, we believe, and she used a word there that it's very powerful for me, and that word is almighty. You know, if that God represents someone, something, some person is, you know, an almighty that put everything together, then there's no mistakes in this life of ours. Each and every part is well known. And all we can do, I think, is do the dance and do our best to play our part as best we can. So, what do you got in your mind there? You look like you want to say something, Mayor. Just come up and say something.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure being here with you, yeah. Scott. I think you're a great man and a great cause. And basically, you've dedicated yourself. Your daily role is to assist people with their recovery.
Yeah.
Whether it's inside or outside, and I think anybody has, if you want to do something bad enough, it can be done.
Yeah.
Right.
What's it like inside? You know, in your own words. I mean, I've seen you in there. I've not seen you in your
A lot of times, everything happens for a reason. You get to get back in tune with yourself and realize, what you should be doing and or what you shouldn't be doing and who you should be around and who you shouldn't be around. And, a lot of times it helps you focus. And, right? And it will help me reconnect back with the Almighty as well.
When you think of being in there, many ladies tell me that it kind of saved their lives being in a place like that, even though they hated being there. They were thanking God they were there for the simple reason that were they not, they'd probably be dead on fentanyl or something along those lines.
Right, absolutely. I believe that too. Fortunately, I've never tried any of those things.
Yeah.
Had my own little... whatever addiction that I dealt with, but I'm sure and I know that being in there has saved a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you consider yourself an addict today?
Absolutely. I'll always be an addict. Okay. I'm a recovering addict.
Okay. Okay. So that's, and folks, that's clear because, people in that state, when they look at it that way, they always know that it can come back. So, I think that's just respect for the power and the addictive life. And if we don't respect that power, we fall victim to it very often and over and over and over. And we've seen it so many times. And folks, people die. You know, they're dying even in the institutions a lot these days. And that leads us to what do we do to help people on the inside? I mean, we do our little part, but we're only allowed to do it, when things are smooth in the institutions, when people aren't locked away, because someone in some other area did something. So there's no way to be consistent and to beat or to overcome the power of addiction, consistent programming or consistent, support is needed, and how do you get it in those places? And I guess what I'm getting at is probably 90% of the people in jails or prisons are in there because of drugs and booze, and they're really not criminals. They do whatever they have to do to get what they need to survive, and that's what it's like. It's like being under the water and knowing at some point you got to come up for air, and it's just when you're going to do that and how you're going to do that, and it's serious stuff. Do you ever get angry, Mayor?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. How do you handle it?
I try not to get angry. There's just certain triggers, like, let's say alcohol does that to me. But other than that, I'm pretty cool, calm, and collective person. I know those are one of the things that I stay away from.
So booze is like a trigger for you?
It is. Yeah. It is, yes.
Perfect.
So I try to stay away from it.
Yeah, not always easy. And again, it depends where you go. Like you gave me for instance recently where you going away to kind of relax and take it easy and there the stuff is, Well, is that staying away from it?
It's there, but you know, also too, it's my choice. A lot of it comes down to choice, what you choose to do, right? And everything is everywhere if you really think about it, right? Yeah. But I choose not to associate with it the way I used to, you know, and I had to cut off, you know, a lot of circles of friends, not friends, of other addicts, and just stay away from it. And I feel a lot better, and I'm more content with myself, and, you know.
It's hard.
And I like myself better.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're starting to know yourself. You like that lady? That's good.
A bit of that, too.
Yeah. When you think back in life, you know, we're talking about here getting ready to have character flaws removed, and I don't know what your character flaws are. I mean, I just know you from limited access inside and now outside, you know, whatever it is that you want to get rid of, those are, it doesn't matter what they are, but this whole step is about being ready to have them removed. And oftentimes we want rid of certain things, but maybe God's not ready to let us live without them. Maybe we are not able to at the time. Who knows? But I think acceptance is one of our tools. Acceptance is a slogan, you know, that says, whatever it is, here I am, I accept, you know. I lose this time and maybe I'll win next time.
I just leave it all in His good hands, and He has a plan for me, and, you know. So I have all faith, and you know, it's all in His hand.
You got to hang on to it. Eh? Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, and I'll tell you, with that, I think we're going to take a quick break and maybe pay some bills, is what I usually say. The station needs dough to pay the bills, and the people who advertise pay the dough that pays the bills. So that's Scott, your host at 102.9 FM. We're sharing the burden live, and we'll be back in a minute.